Good evening. And welcome to the regularly scheduled June 7th meeting of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District Board of Trustees. The board met previously in closed session. We had several items, public employee performance evaluation of the superintendent, student personnel, a stipulated expulsion, anticipated litigation, and we conferred with our labor negotiators regarding confidential employees CSEA, MEC, SEIU, and SLCTA. I will entertain a motion regarding the stipulated expulsion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, so that motion is made and seconded with the, if you'll allow, with the correction.
With the corrections.
We need to correct the school site. Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Unger, second by Mrs. Schaeffer. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So we have six in favor, and Mr. Millar is absent this evening. Do we have consensus on the order of business? Okay. I'm looking for approval of the minutes of 5:13.
I'll make a motion to approve 5:13.
I'll second.
So I have a motion by Mr. Buckman, second by Mrs. Schaeffer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, so we have five ayes, one abstention, and Mr. Millar is absent. Approval of the minutes of 5:17.
I'll move approval.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Mr. Quessenberry, second by Dr. Eisendrath Rogers. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So that would be six in favor and Mr. Millar is absent. Student representatives to the board. We have Nick Nelms is not with us tonight from Morro Bay High School, but we have Bella Stenvall from San Luis Obispo High School.
Mrs. Rogers, if it's okay, I would like to speak on behalf of our student representatives before they share their updates with the board, if that's okay.
Please.
This is our final board meeting where our student representatives get to join us. Unfortunately, tonight is also the Morro Bay High School Senior Recognition Evening, so Nick Nelms is unable to be with us tonight. But on behalf of the board and staff, we wanted to acknowledge our student representatives. And I'll start with Nick Nelms. Since he's not here, we have a nice gift for him and something that he can remember us by as well. And the book that we got both of our student representatives will help them in their learnings as sharing dorm rooms. Let's just say that. Strategies, step-by-step insights, you know, things like that. And I think you'll appreciate it. It's called The Naked Roommate. So I think you'll enjoy that. Not to scare you there, Bella. I would like to acknowledge Nick. Nick Nelms did a fantastic job for us this year representing Morro Bay High School. He had just a tremendous positive spirit he brought to the table, to our board meetings, excellent insights about what's happening at Morro Bay High, and always with a smile and a positive spirit about him, and we appreciated him and all that he brought to us. It's many of our meetings are here in San Luis, and he had to travel from Morro Bay to here, and we just appreciate the effort he put in. Thought he did a very nice job. And then we have our very own Bella Stenvall here with us tonight, and we've all grown to to appreciate and love Bella for different reasons as well. And what Bella has done as a student representative from San Luis Obispo High School is she's brought not just detailed information about the activities that she's a part of and has brought, but she's also brought forward to us the ideas of the importance behind social justice, the things that many of us aspire to ensure that we put in place in our schools. And so she speaks to the very core of what we value, what we believe in, and Bella walks her talk. And in reference to her, she also not only earned several different scholarships this year, she's on her way to Harvard University, which we're all very proud of. So I say this a little bit with humor, but really I actually would not be surprised if Bella became involved in social activism and perhaps even politics. And someday we might even be calling her Senator Stenvall. So well done, Bella, and thank you very much.
Was really nice. Thank you very much, Dr. Prater. And I cried a lot this week. I think it's because I've had a really positive high school experience, and so when a lot of people are really ready to get out of here, I've been doing a lot of crying, so I won't do that right now. I'll continue with my report. First off, we have Ms. Eldra Avery here with us today. She was our Frank Warren Teacher of the Year for San Luis Obispo High School this year. And I can't see her because I'm 5'1", and I can't see over the podium. But I know she's right there. Hi, Miss Avery. but that is an amazing accomplishment, considering that if you ask anyone who has ever been in her class, they can truly tell you what an incredible experience it is and that she's probably been one of the most impactful people in their academic careers. So I just wanted to recognize that, considering that she's here with us tonight, and I think that's very special. If you've been looking at KSBY or the Tribune, you saw that we buried a time capsule last Friday during our last open mic, or last Friday of the school year, brought on burritos, you know, food trucks, everything like that, but also buried a time capsule that will be open 25 years from now in 2041. It had about a couple dozen student letters, staff letters, different student CDs, copies of our school newspaper expressions, yearbooks, spirit wear, basically anything, pictures of the school before Measure D comes in and makes it look a whole lot nicer. So we really captured a lot of what school looks like in 2016, especially for our senior class. So that was a really special ceremony that we had last Friday, which was really fun. I did some manual labor. If you check out the picture, I'm actually digging, which is very unusual to be me actually doing any sort of manual labor whatsoever. Today was seniors' last day of school at San Luis Obispo High School, so we did our ceremonial paper toss at 3:10. I didn't get any paper cuts, which is a really great thing. We have our senior picnic tomorrow at Cuesta Park, and then senior showcases at 6 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, which is free if any of you would like to see our seniors showcased. And then 4:30 on Friday is our commencement, which I'm really looking forward to. Other than senior news, Callum Bolger, who is our track star at Slo High, got third place at the California Championships in the 300 meters that is. It was a really hard race, and he did really well. So we were all really excited to hear about that. He was training in sweats and sweatshirts in order to prepare for the heat. I'm pretty sure at 10:45 it was still 104 degrees in what he was racing in, so that was absolutely outstanding. As far as our sports, at the end of the year, we had 993 student athletes, 5 Pac-8 league championships, and 21 out of 22 of our varsity teams went to CIF Southern Section playoffs. So Mr. O'Connor describes it as our most successful year in Slo High sports this year. So we have had a really incredible time at Slo High for the past couple of months here. And it is my last meeting, and I would just like to really thank the board. I've had a really incredible time getting to come here and hang out with you all. My parents are always very confused why I'm excited to go to a school board meeting on a Tuesday. But I'm very much looking forward to what Caroline Pettyholm, which will be the me for next year, is going to do with our ASB. I think you'll be very impressed by her. and I will be coming back to visit very often, probably more than you'd like. So thank you very, very much, so I really appreciate it.
Well, Bella, I'll just thank you. Thank you for sharing yourself with us this past year. It's been wonderful to have you. And now I get to tell you for the last time, you're welcome to stay if you'd like. We value your input, but we're mindful that you have schoolwork and other commitments. So whenever you're ready to leave,
just no excuses, Tom.
You may feel free to leave. Thank you. Okay. Item 5.02, retirees, and hello, Mr. Pinkerton.
Yeah, and I'm not retiring. Last week, the board had the opportunity to celebrate our Employees of the Year, and so if I can have Annie Sharp come forward. So Annie, unfortunately, was unable to make the last meeting because she was, out of all things, a professional development opportunity to learn more about special education and transportation, bus routes, requirements, those types of things. And so I just wanted to make sure that we recognized her tonight with the board, have you be able to see her. They have actually something to share with you, too, afterwards. But, you know, last meeting they read the note that your employees said about you and all the great things and all the wonderful things that you have been able to accomplish while you're here in San Luis Coastal. And so what I would say is, you know, the fact that most of her staff is here to celebrate Annie is really kind of, we'll just say enough, right, about the type of person she is, about the type of leader she is. We've had great things happen in the transportation department since she's taken over, her ability to get us grant buses and move the department forward. But truly, probably the key for me with Annie is her compassion for both her employees, her drivers, and taking on everything that she just gets it. She gets what it takes to be a bus driver, how hard it is, how tough it is. But she also has a love and compassion for kids. And so, you know, she's in charge of probably one of the most important things that we can do, and that's get kids to school each day and take them home. And that's a huge responsibility. And so having Annie lead our group of drivers and the department, we're just super fortunate in San Luis Coastal to have her. And it's just wonderful that we were able to recognize her as the Employee of the Year. So thank you, Annie. The fact that she hasn't burst into tears yet is fantastic, right? So I got to tell you, when Dr. Prater gave her this award in front of, we had a fake meeting to talk about the LCAP with the bus drivers and the staff, and so it was just awesome to have that opportunity to, you know, to celebrate her. So if I can have Steve Stewart come up, and Annie, they have something to share as well.
Start out your life.
You start.
Well, you know me. We just wanted to take a few moments to tell you thank you for all the wonderful things that are happening in our departments at BG&T. Good thing Dr. Prater didn't come up here. So I just wanted to make it really brief. And since 2013, we've had 7 new buses come into the fleet. That replaced buses from 1987 to 1991. Whoop, that's good. We not only, with our new buses, can drive up the grade, we can drive back down, because we have exhaust brakes for mountain driving. We have shoulder lap baits for all our kids, high back seats, luggage racks. The drivers and passengers are a lot more comfortable. For our special need buses, we have air conditioning for our fragile students. Built-in star seats for the little ones, goes down to 22 pounds, can now sit in the seat with their fellow seatmates. And it's made an enormous difference. I saw some of my friends when I was in Sacramento, and they said, aren't you guys the ones with those really pretty buses and those awesome red shirts? And I said, yeah, that's us. So thank you. Steve?
So I guess on behalf of the White Fleet maintenance grounds, I've seen a tremendous change just in the last 2 years since I've been here. I think we've bought 8 or 10 new trucks. Previously, we would inherit passenger vans from the trip, you know, and we'd configure those into work trucks. And in the last 2 years, we've purchased utility trucks with anti-lock brakes and airbags
and
tool chests that lock, so we're not using locking tubs and just trying to Mickey Mouse things in the back of the truck. It's made us way more efficient. And the other thing I'd say is there's a huge sense of pride. The guys walk to the back of the yard, and they just look at all this new white paint. And they're pretty proud of that. And so it's fun for me to see them get excited when we're the support staff. We usually go in and fix the broken things. We're behind the scenes. We work early and late to get in before and after the kids. And you guys didn't forget about us, and we really appreciate that. So from BG&T, we just took a group picture. We pulled out one of the new buses and one of each of the vehicles that we've purchased in the last 2 years, and we just took a photo and wanted to say thank you to you guys for investing in us as well.
That's awesome. Annie, I'm glad that you were able to be here tonight. We missed you last meeting, and it's really important that we do have an opportunity to acknowledge you and the $1 million in buses that you've been able to get us through your grant pursuits. Okay. Hello, Mrs. Newland.
Hello. So this is an exciting night. I always love this night of the year. We are here to acknowledge at this point in time our retirees, everyone who has retired since this time last year. So anyone that retires tomorrow will be honored next year. So this is during the course of the whole year. And we have 37 individuals that have retired since this time last year, representing over 500 years of service to San Luis Coastal. Each one of our retirees has picked out a book that are on the back table, so I'll encourage everybody to peruse the books that they have chosen. And I'd like to give special credit to Sharon Haupt for helping with the whole book making, the book selection process. So thank you very much to Sharon. To honor our retirees, we put together a slideshow. So we have asked our retirees to submit photos of themselves, either things they did while they were at work, but primarily things that they intend to do after they retire. And I'd like to thank Jennifer O'Hagan for putting together the slideshow because it's really remarkable. So we'd like to show it to you now.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Each of these retirees has given between 9, and our longest time serving is 39 years with Gary, who is the last one that was on there. So at this point in time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call up the names of those people who are here, and I would like, Luana was great to put little arrows on here, so this is the little flow of traffic over here. So as I call you up, you're going to go stand over here by this line, and then we're going to have our board members, if you wouldn't mind getting in front, and then afterwards, we're going to go and enjoy cake, okay? So I'd like to call each one of them up here, and I really appreciate them for being here tonight. Board, are you ready? So our first one is Eldra Avery. Eldra's going to show us how it's done with the arrows, okay? You get to go first. Go, Eldra. Next, we have Kathy Benedict. Kathy from Student Support Services. And David, but yes. Next, we have Gail Bachtrop. From Monarch. Next is Charlie Deeds from San Luis High School. Next we have Gay Donovan, also from San Luis High School. Nancy Kundi from Personnel Services. Yay! Gary Schaefer, Buildings, Grounds, and Transportation. 39 years. Jan Utter from San Luis High School. Jan. Lori Valens from Del Mar. And last but not least, Lynn Watson from Los Ranchos Elementary. Thank you so much to all of our retirees, and I would like to invite everyone to go to the back for some cake to enjoy our retirees and our ceremony. Thank you so much.
to Laura about her being on the ballot.
You did.
Oh. Her husband's already on the committee. Do you know that?
Can you see? No, I don't know. Can you see, like, a tear?
Okay. I don't see a tear.
Is this allergies?
Okay.
Maybe.
Could be. I don't know. It just suddenly tears roll down my face. Okay, when we're ready, we can resume the meeting. Oh, okay, thank you. Returning from our break to honor our retirees, the next item on the agenda is correspondence. We would note that letters were received from the class of Kevin Laffin at Laguna Middle School regarding water options for students on campus, and a letter from Martin Akel regarding the oil train proposal. We'll move on to public comment. We have not received any written requests to address the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board in public comment? Seeing no one, then we'll move on to the business and budget update. Mr. Pinkerton.
Yeah, not a lot to report at this board meeting. It's kind of waiting to see what happens in terms of the governor's budget, which should be out relatively soon because they have timelines and deadlines that they have to meet in terms of getting that budget approved or they don't get paid in July. So I'll expect things to come up here in the next week or two in terms of the overall state budget. And then we also had our auditors roll through the district, go through and gave us some recommendations and looked at our overall just kind of budget findings. They're very minimal in terms of what they were. A couple of ASB account types of things, which we normally run into every time we have an audit, it seems like. But Julie Lang has been great meeting with sites, discussing those issues or concerns, and nothing again that rises to any level of a finding per se, but things that, you know, we should always look at and deal with as appropriate. So Julie's done that, worked with the sites, has recommendation. I sent those back to the auditors, and then in the fall they'll be coming out to address the board and kind of give you the audit results. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. Ed Services update, Mr. Robinette.
Yeah, I just want to remind the board and the public that this is commencement week. We have 3 graduation ceremonies happening, and I know that you all have your caps and gowns ready, or at least Mrs. Holmes has them ready for you. And so just to remind you that Thursday at 1 p.m., although you'll be there a little earlier, is the Pacific Beach High School graduation. Morro Bay High School's is also Thursday at 5 p.m., and as Bella shared with us, the SLO High School graduation ceremony is at 4:30 on Friday the 10th. We do have a couple of books that were published by students at Morro Bay High School that I want to mention, part of a project-based learning endeavor that the school has done out of Mr. Mamarella's English class. A book was published called De La Tierra, which I think you have copies of. Really, really nice publication. And also Fatima Salah's English class published a book called W is for World War I out of their world history class. Both of them are available on Amazon.com, and there's actually reviews written. I looked it up today, and so very positively received books. And I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. Measure D update.
Yeah, so since our last board meeting, we had an absolutely fantastic groundbreaking ceremony at Morro Bay High School for the pool, and so it was just really excited, a lot of kids, a lot of community members. It was just really nice to get the information out. Despite our attempts to send photos and statements and things and actually give press releases about it, it wasn't in the Tribune, but they had done an article the week prior that had mentioned the pool site grand opening and as well as the tennis courts at Slow High. So that was just really a fun time to kick things off and very excited to get it started in terms of our Measure D projects. We had our Citizens Bond Oversight Committee meeting on Monday, and so that was a great meeting. We actually met at Morro Bay High School, reviewed kind of the budget to date, a lot of the things that I'd shared with the board at the Measure D study session the couple weeks prior to that meeting. Kind of looked at our kind of where we were overall budget picture with our projects and our estimates coming in and some of our first bids. Eight of our nine first bid projects were all local contractors, so that was great for us to see that local companies are receiving work out of these property tax dollars that are coming in from our citizens, and so that was fantastic. And we then looked at kind of the plans at Morro Bay High School and took a tour of the site. So it was really good for the Bond Oversight Committee to kind of see the current state of the school and kind of see that vision of where we're going to take it and what's going to happen. And so very excited. They were all very excited as we left. And so welcome the board to attend our CBOC meetings. We have them quarterly. And so we'll give out that information, and we have a great CBOC group. And then lastly, we have our Measure D study session next Wednesday. So that's it's a little different. I wanted to mention it because it's a little different than our normal Friday study sessions. It's going to be Wednesday, 9 a.m., and Mr. Holcomb is going to be leading that study session, and he's going to talk to the board specifically about the DIR process, which is a qualification process for contractors and people that bid our work. He's going to then talk about the actual RFQ itself, which is the request for qualifications, where we're going to hopefully get a select group of firms out of that process. And then we'll do an RFP, which is actually proposal phase. And so he'll talk about how we go through those three stages and eventually to select a design build, either one contractor, two contractor, or design build teams, I should say, for Morro Bay High School and San Luis Obispo High School with the projects that we're doing. So I think it'll be really informative for the board and good for you to kind of understand how that process works.
Okay, any questions?
Just an FYI, though, there was a very nice article on the Bay News about the groundbreaking.
Fantastic.
Okay, then moving on, we have items 8.01 and 8.02 are resolutions. 8.01 is resolution number 17-15-16, authorization for year-end transfers. Mrs. Lang.
Good evening. Hi. I don't have anything prepared, so I thought I would just read through this, if that's okay with you, and I think I'll start with the second paragraph. So pursuant to Ed Code Section 42601, at the close of any school year, a school district may, with the approval of the governing board, identify and request the county superintendent of schools to make transfers between the designated fund balance or the unappropriated fund balance and any expenditure classification or classifications, or balance any expenditure classifications of the budget of the district for that school year as necessary to permit the payment of obligations of the district incurred during that school year. I don't know if that's a run-on sentence, but it seemed really long. The attached resolution gives staff the authority to identify and request the county superintendent of schools to make necessary transfers required to close the books at year end. And that's what this resolution is all about.
Thank you. Mrs. Sheffer.
I don't want to cut off any discussion that may occur, but I would move passage of resolution number 17-15-16.
So I have a motion by Mrs. Sheffer, second by Mr. Buckman. Is there any comment? Seeing none, then a roll call vote. Mrs. Holmes?
Mrs. Sheffer?
Yes.
Mr. Buckman?
Yes.
Mr. Questenberry?
Yes.
Dr. Eisendrath Rogers?
Yes.
Mrs. Roger?
Yes.
Mr. Unger?
Yes.
Passes 6-0.
And then moving on to resolution number 18-15-16, Education Protection Act funds.
Yes, and this is another one we bring every year. When we received the Prop 30 Education Protection Act funds in November of 2012, it's required that we bring to the board how those funds are used. And we use 100% of those funds on Los Osos Middle School teacher salary and benefits and substitute salary and benefits. And there's, I believe, the attachment will show you the budget If you want to pull that up, Kim. Sorry. And so this resolution just authorizes us to use these funds for these purposes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Unger.
I move approval of Resolution 18-15-16.
I'll second.
So I have a motion by Mr. Unger, second by Mr. Questenberry. Is there any board discussion? Seeing none, Mrs. Holmes?
Mr. Unger?
Yes.
Mr. Questenberry?
Yes.
Mrs. Sheffer?
Yes.
Mrs. Roger?
Yes.
Dr. Eisendrath Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Buckman?
Yes.
Passes 6-0.
Thank you, Mrs. Ling. Item 9.01. This is a discussion item to approve the 2016-17 LEA plan and addendum.
Good evening, Board. Thank you. As I reminded you last time, the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001 mandates that each local educational agency develop an LEA plan or a local educational agency plan. The LEA addendum is part of the LEA plan and required for both federal and state funding. We shared the LEA addendum at the May 17th meeting for the first reading, as this is really the working document that supports the development of our LCAP. With the sunset of NCLB and the transition to Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, the U.S. Department of Ed has begun the process of developing a new accountability set of requirements for LEAs. It is expected to be fully in place by the 2017-18 school year. But in the meantime, although much of the 262-page LEA plan is now outdated, the EL master plan that comes at the end of the plan and the attachments that go with it are really very important documents and do guide our work when working with our English learners. This should be our last LEA plan and addendum that we bring to you to the board for your review and approval. Kim McGrath is here with me tonight to answer any questions that you might have, and I ask that you consider this for approval.
Thank you. The board has previously reviewed the LEA plan and addendum, and we have had it as a discussion item, I believe, at our last meeting. Are there any additional questions? Mr. Unger.
I just want to just let everybody know that this is a really detailed, extensive document, and to thank you and everybody who was involved in it.
Well, then I'll make a motion for approval of the 2016-2017 LEA plan and addendum.
Second.
So we have a motion by myself, a second by Mrs. Sheffer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Item 9.02, to adopt the 2016-17 LCAP, the Local Control Accountability Plan. Mr. Robinette.
Thank you. We've been discussing the Local Control Accountability Plan pretty much the whole year. It's a subject of many of our board meetings. We've had six formal discussions of it being an actual board agenda topic. We've had three. This is the third public presentation about the LCAP. The second time that the entire Local Control Accountability Plan has been in front of you, and we opened a public hearing at the last meeting. Since that time, since the last board meeting, and now we are to receive any public comments or questions about the LCAP and answer them. We have received zero comments or questions since that time, and so we are asking at this time for the board to go ahead and adopt the Local Control Accountability Plan.
Thank you. Mr. Buckman.
Are there any comments from the other?
Oh, I'm sorry. It should be noted that we have one audience member of the public in attendance this evening at this point in the meeting, but I wonder, is there anyone from the public that would care to speak to this item? And seeing that she is not interested, I'll bring it back to the board.
In that case, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. Your microphone, please.
Hi. In that case, I'd like to make a motion to approve the LCAP as presented.
Okay. I will second that motion. So a motion by Mr. Buckman, second by myself. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
That passes unanimously. Item 9.03, adoption of the 2016-17 budget. Mr. Pinkerton.
Yeah, corresponding with the LCAP, we also have budget approval tonight. We brought the budget at our last meeting to the board for public hearing, kind of reviewed all of the details of that. May Revise did come in, really didn't have any great changes to the budget plan that we have. Again, as I stated earlier, we will have the actual budget will be approved. Depending on what happens with that, the expectation is that it's really not going to change in terms of our overall budget. We'll have unaudited actuals August, September, which kind of tell us really how we end up. And then for us as a basic aid school district, it's really November when we know about our property tax and our revenues. So those are all things that will be coming. And so I'm asking the board tonight for approval for the 2016-17 budget.
Thank you. Mrs. Sheffer.
Again, I know it appears we may be zipping through these items, but we have been receiving lots of material, had many opportunities for discussion here at the meetings and individually as board members, and this is an opportunity to kind of wrap some of these things up. And after having said that, I would move approval of the 2016-17 budget.
I'll second that.
So I have a motion by Mrs. Sheffer, second by Mr. Unger. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That passes unanimously. 9.04, approval of dual enrollment courses. Mrs. McGrath.
Great. Tonight, I am requesting that the board approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Cuesta College and San Luis Coastal for our dual enrollment courses for the 2016-17 school year. You'll remember at the last board meeting that we brought those forward and have had it open. And so tonight, I am seeking your approval.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Mr. Questenberry.
I move approval of the Memorandum of Understanding for dual enrollment courses.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Mr. Questenberry, a second by Dr. Eisendrath Rogers. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That passes unanimously. Thank you. 9.05, approval of executive contract extensions for assistant superintendents. Dr. Prater.
Yes, this evening I'm requesting that you approve the contract extensions for Mr. Robinette and Mr. Pinkerton. They have received positive performance evaluations by me as of last week.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who would care to comment on this item? Seeing no one, I'll bring it back to the board. Mr. Questenberry.
I move approval of the executive contract extensions for the assistant superintendents.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Mr. Questenberry, second by Mrs. Sheffer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Item 9.06, approval of the executive contract extension for the superintendent. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to address this item? Seeing no one, I'll bring it back.
I'll move approval of item 9.06. Second.
Okay, we have a motion for approval by Mr. Unger, a second by Mr. Buckman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Moving on to the action consent agenda. Please let me know if you would like any item to be pulled. 10.01, approval of certificated and classified personnel items. 10.02, disposition of surplus property. 10.03, acceptance of donations. 10.04, approval of furniture and equipment requests. 10.05, approval of purchase orders. 10.06, approval of warrants and payroll. 10.07, approval of field or study trip requests. And 10.08, approval of foreign exchange organization. Seeing that none have been pooled, I'll entertain a motion to accept items 10.01 through 10.08.
I will so move.
The motion by Mrs. Sheffer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Questenberry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Does anyone have items for the advance agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to reports by board members. Mr. Questenberry.
Yes, I had a chance to go to Mora Elementary and wanted to compliment Building Grounds and Maintenance for the repair of the swings used by the parent participation kits. And getting those all fixed up and new chains and new yokes for around the bar, and it's very nice. So I just want to mention that.
Thank you. Mr. Unger and then Mrs. Sheffer.
Sure. I had an opportunity within the last couple of weeks to go to both the Baywood and the Del Mar retiree celebrations, and of course it was just really nice and touching, and we saw a lot of our retirees tonight. Yesterday I went to the Baywood School Site Council. I was invited there by Mrs. Donnelly, and it was really nice to see how the school site council works to decide on how the budgets for the schools, especially schools with a lot of Title I, and I point out that Baywood has about 59% Title free and reduced, which means I think they're the second highest Title I school in the tied for second in the district. It was just nice to see the parents involved and to hear the things that they're talking about. I know I was at Bands on the Run. I came late, but Bands on the Run was a blast. We had a really good time. I went to Colleen Wall's retirement party, and that was really nice. She had a lot of her former students there, and just it was very touching and really a neat thing. Kind of a little off the track as part of what I do on my the other side of my life. I went to Los Angeles and visited some people at Los Angeles Unified School District. And I got to take a school tour, three school tours. I got to go to my old junior high school, my old high school, and then Elise's elementary school. And both my junior and senior high schools, you know, over 50 years have changed significantly. I would just mention my junior high school looks a lot like Los Osos Middle School. It's taken a complete turn towards STEAM. And it's just it was very exciting to see the enthusiasm and the excitement of the students and the staff, and what they're doing there. My high school too, it's become a magnet school, and it's really exciting. And then the other thing is, as I think I mentioned before, I'm off to Washington D.C. To do our national advocacy this week. It was what we were going to go in January. We got snowed out, so this is the week we're going. We'll be meeting with our local representatives to talk about education funding, special education, Carl Perkins grants, which are CTE grants, childhood nutrition, and then the Forest Reserve. So it's going to be a busy time, but it should be an exciting time, and hopefully we'll be able to make some headway federally, which means I will not be able to attend the study session on Wednesday. So thank you all.
Thank you. Mrs. Sheffer.
Just wanted to say I attended the Los Osos Middle School band concert, and it was wonderful to see all our kids there and playing musical instruments and performing, and the high school kids who were guest conductors for the middle school kids. Yeah, it was great. Bryn Bellier had, gosh, I'd say at least half of the performance. The pieces were conducted by high school guest conductors who had worked closely with the band during the year. So that was really wonderful. I also wanted to say that I attended an event a couple of weeks ago and was unexpectedly had an opportunity to see what some of our schools, what some of our educators do when they are not in front of the classroom. I was at the Hearst Cancer Resource Center attending an event, and Colleen Wall brought her some volunteer work she is doing called Singing for Hope with where she has invited cancer people to come sing and be part of the, at this event, they sang with the her chamber choir, and they had worked together, and they presented several pieces and provided the entertainment at this this event. And it was early on a Saturday morning, and the kids were all decked out in their usual regalia that they wear and did a great performance with these cancer patients. And then also at that same event, Bridget Reddy, who is a teacher at Bishop's Peak, spoke on behalf of an organization she started called Jack's Helping Hand. So it was wonderful to see our teachers outside of the classroom. They contribute so much every day in the classroom, and then this is how they spend their weekends. It was a very humbling experience for me. So thank you to them.
Thank you. Dr. Eisenrath Rogers.
I am graduating from 24-hour relay this year, so I went for my last 24-hour relay. I'm sure I couldn't stay awake again 24 hours. But what's fun about that, every year I always discover this, rediscover it, is that you get to see people that you know in a different context in this 24-hour state of exhaustion. So I get to spend time with Sherry Prater, for example, and Nick Frost, and a group of teachers that called themselves Staff Infection, which I thought was just like the winning title, and that was Craig Stewart and Catherine Stevens and John Franklin, and I'm forgetting the librarian's name, it's Lohi.
That was stolen from Morrow Bay High today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, Ms. Sawyer. And so that was great fun. But I want to just thank Frank Warren for all the work he's done, all the years he's been putting this on through Friday Night Live. It's a great way to show kids that they can have tremendous time for 24 hours and for the rest of their lives without enhancements. So that's always a fun lesson to be learned. And I always forget to thank the Kiwanis Club. They come and provide the dinner. They do the cooking of the dinner. Bill Fieldhouse leads that charge, and that's much appreciated. So that's, you know, maybe I'll pop in for dinner next year and help serve.
Okay, if there is no further board reports, then I believe we are adjourned.